isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 26 kuzivandlela 2018 nguntungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bazele into leyi bayisatsha kuyenza 2015. Bethathela amazalukazi amabili. Amazalukazi amaningi akhulu angatholi ukudla. Asebenza nzima ebekufike bengakwanisi ukuzenzela.
Ukubandlululwa kwabantu ekwabiweni kokudla ngendaba zombusazwe kufike kusibanga esibi namhla ngemva kokuba amalunga e-MDCT alichumi lane alambileyo ebotshiwe ebubi ku-Ward 4 ngemva kokuhluthuna isaka lerayisi ekade iphiwa abebandla leZANU-PF kuphela.
Bazele into leyi bayisatsha kuyenza 2015. Bethathela amazalukazi amabili. Amazalukazi amaningi akhulu angatholi ukudla.
Impilakahle kamongameli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ivikwa isikusimo esivi kakhulu kwele South Africa lapho elatsha khona. Akwelinye icele ibandla lakhe libe lombuthano wokumthandazela eHarare. Kambe unkosikazi Grace Mkabe engaba engudokotela wezemfundo owamanga na izakhamizi zeHarare zithi kacutshungulwe. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ukwabiwa kokudla kukhangelwa ukuthi umuntu usekela liphi ibandla kufike kusibanga esibi namhla ngemva kokuba amalunga ebandla le-MDCT alichumi lane ebotshiwe ebubi ku-Ward 4 esetheswa icala lokutshontsha ngemva kokuhluthuna isaka lerayisi ebisabelwa abantu kulindawo izolo. Abasekeli be-MDCT laba bathi irayisi le ibimele yabelwe wonke umuntu kodwa ibinikwa amalunga eZANU-PF kuphela. Yikho nje besuke bahluthuna isaka. Amapolisa abakhulule ntambama njalo athi azababiza ngokuya kwesikhathi. Sixoxelo nkosazana Chithekile Khupe omunye wabasolwa laba ngemva kokukhululwa kwakhe.
Bazele into leyi bayisatsha kuyenza 2015. Bethathela amazalukazi amabili. Amazalukazi amaningi akhulu angatholi ukudla. Asebenza nzima ebekufike bengakwanisi ukuzenzela. Kodwa sebeze benze kokuncedwa ngabanye abantu. So sasesivutha amasaka lana sadonsa isaka eli-1. Kade singalidonseli ukuthi isaka leliyana silidle. Besilidonsela ukuthi sibazise ubuhlungu. Bayomangala indaba leyi ibe sihamba umhlaba wonke bekwazi ukuthi yiyo into abahlala beyenza.
Ahamba njani ke icala leli?
Icala lethu kuthiwe lisamelele umemba ncharge uMananga Tuesday ngedikazathi ndabesibili ngoba sithiye amafoni khona ngani.
Lathatha amabele lerayisi kumbe lathatha irayisi kuphela?
Thina sithethe isaka lerayisi izolo ekuseni mhlaka 25 imota ithe sifonisa amabele. Bavela batho bancitsha abantu abaningi bathi khona anshodini abanye benu bashonti irayisi.
Unkosazana Chithekile Khupe ngomunye wabasekeli be-MDCT abake babotshwa namhla ebubi ku-Ward 4 besetheswa icala lokweba isaka lerayisi. Impilakahle kamongameli webandla le-MDCT ibikwa isikusimo esibi kwele South Africa lapho elatshwa khona umkhuhlane wemvukuzane. Iphephandaba le-News Day lithi uTsvangirai usesehluleka khona ukukhuluma. Lokhu kwenzakala abenhlanganiso ye-MDC Veterans Activist Association kubandla le-MDCT benze umhlangano wokuthandazela uTsvangirai. Kubika uMavis Gama.
amalunga lehlanganiso kanye labafundisi abavele kumabandla ehlukeneyo ezokholo lwesiKristu bekhokelwa ngumfundisi Lawrence Berejena bebecula ingoma zokucela umdala ukuba angenele kwezokugula kukaTsvangirai. Umkhosi lo wenzelwe esigodlweni sebandla eHarvest House. Umfundisi Berejena utshelela umsakazo ukuba bakubone kufanele baqhubele umthandazo ngoba kunguNkulunkulu kuphela olamandla okwelapha lokusilisa abagulayo. UBerejena uthi ngumsebenzi wamakholwa labafundisi ukuthandazela inkokheli elizweni ukuze balandele indlela yeBhayibhili. Wengeze esithi ilizwe likulesi simo nje kungoba iningi yenkokheli kwezokholo iphambuke kumsebenzi wayo wokukhokela kikho konke okwenzakala elizweni okubalisa inkokheli yelizwe. Omunye wabakhokheleyo ekuqoqweni kwalombuthano ngunkosikazi Trainer Ruzitso, yena ongunobhala enhlanganisweni yeVeterans Activist Association. Unkosikazi Ruzitso ulandise phezu kwalomkhosi ngalombuthano.
Umbuthano okhona namhla ukhokhelwe ngamaveterans bathandazela upresident owe-MDC Party, owe-MDC Alliance ongazi kahle, sikhulekela ukuthi azwe kahle.
U-Apostle Menas Moyo webandla lezokholo ele Wave of Grace Apostolic Mission eseHarare laye uphe imbono yakhe.
Namhlanje sinethemba lokuthi uRichard Morgan Tsvangirai wadubela elizwe leli leZimbabwe. Namhlanje sinethemba lokuthi uzoachieva njalo uzocelebrata ubukhulu bakaNkulunkulu okhulunkulu esamsizi 11:46.
Umoyo uthi lokho abakwenzayo kusekelwa ngumbhalo ukuba babothandazela inkokheli zelizwe lalapho into zimi kuhle kakhulukazi nxa zimi manzonzo. Abanye babangenela umhlangano yenkokheli ye-MDCT ebalisa umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo umnumzana Morgan Komichi omela imfakose edale lephalamende unkosikazi Paulina Mpariwa labanye kanye lamalunga emuli yakuTsvangirai ebalisa umfowabo uManase. Abafundisi abaze kulo mkhosi bona babalisa umfundisi Casbert Makore we Adonai Ministries, umfundisi Watson Furai, umfundisi Muroiwa, umfundisi Douglas Mambure, uApostle Menas Moyo, uBishop Love Mositole, uBishop White, kanye laye umfundisi Lawrence Bereji onguyena obekhokela lomthandazo. UTsvangirai nguye njalo wakhethwa ukukhokela umanyano wamabandla ayisikhombisa athiwa yi-MDC Alliance. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Umsakazo weStudio 7 uthanda uthatha leli thuba lokubonga lina balaleli bethu ngokusisekela okweminyaka yonke le. Njalo sizimisele ukulethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe nsuku zonke. Sithanda njalo ukulazisa ukubana sesengezelele inhlelo zethu. Sesilohlelo ngo-6:30 ekuseni phezu kwalolo oluphuma ngo-7:30 ntambama. Lilakho-ke usichuma kusukisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave laku-short wave ku-4930 13860 15460 15580 laku-6080. Lingakhohlwa njalo uhlelo lwe-live talk kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo-8 PM ntambama.
Amabandla ezombusazwe asekhuthaze izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi zivikele impumela yokhetho oluzayo ukwenqabela izehlakalo zokhetho luka-2008, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni obuqoqwe lugatsha lwezokhetho izekhi kobulawayo namhla ukuze lwazise uZulu ngelungelo lakhe lokungaphi omunye umuntu inombolo zamaphepha atshengisa ukuba umuntu ubhalisile kuluhlu lwabavoti. Umqoqi wenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT umnumzana Abednego Bebe utshela lumhlangano ukuthi abantu bengavumi ukhetho lusebiwa umongameli Mnangagwa ngendlela abenza ngayo ngomnyaka ka-2008. Evumelana lomnumzana Bebe, umgcini sihlalo wezaphu ezansi emandebeleni umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthi ibandla leZANU-PF lijwayele ukweba ukhetho ngendlela eziphansi njalo amanye amabandla engavumi ukuthi ukhetho ludluliselwe phambili kumbe kube lokuluphazamisayo.
thina kuhlelo le BVR lama election olokuthi khona izano cabinet minister kaMnangagwa ekhokhelwa nguMnangagwa eplana ubana ama election adlulise ayephambili nge 3 years elandelayo asivumelani lalo sisekela iMDC la yethi khona ekuvumeli iredi ukuthi iye kuma election.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Chuma, umqeqeshi wegodla Community Development Trust, uthi ukhetho oluzayo lunika abantu ithuba lokuvota kuhle, kodwa sebesola uhlelo lwebandla elibusayo lokuthatha inombolo zamagwaliba abantu asebebhalise ukuvota.
Ukhetho oluzayo sibona ngani lunika abantu ithuba lokuthi bakhethe amabandla abafuna ukuvotela kumbe ukwasekela. Kodwa uhlupho sizwa kuthiwa kulabantu ababonakala beforsa abantu ukuthi babanike ama voter registration slips bencindezela phansi ama serial numbers okuyikho okungekho emthethweni ngoba amapholisa asebethe umlayezo wokuthi ababonakala besiza njalo baripotwe ukuze babotshwe. Njalo sabona lezeki futhi iqonqosela ukuthi obezenza njalo baripotwe ukuze babotshwe. Sibona ngani khonokho ukuthi besusifale kunjalo asazi ukuthi bakwenza lokho befunani bejongene. Kodwa sibonani lonyaka kungapho sikunika ithuba abantu ukuthi bavote kuhle kungeladlame.
IZimbabwe iphakathi kohlelo lokubhalisa abantu ukuvota kusetshenziswa uhlelo lweBVR ukuze baphume loluhlu lwabantu abazavota. Sikhuluma nje inani lasebebhalise ukuvota seledlule kancane izigidi ezinhlanu i-5 million, loba nje bekukhangelelwe ukuthi kubhalise abantu abayizigidi eziyisikhombisa. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usethembise ukuba abamazwe angentshonalanga bazeza bazohlola ukuqhutshwa kokhetho obesokungasenziwa kuminyaka edluleyo. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Izakhamizi zakobulawayo zithi uhulumende kumele akhangele udaba lwenkohlakalo ngeso lokhozi ngesikhathi abaphathintambo bakahulumende beveza sobala ukuthi balinotho enganani njalo lokhu bakwenze mgceke hathi ensitha njengalokhu okuthiwa abamele bakwenze. Kubika uBathabile Masuku.
Lokho kuvele emhlanganweni obuqoqwe izinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezigoqela e-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, the National Youth Development Trust lezinye ezimbalwa. Izakhamuzi zikhulume kabanzi ngobandlululo kanye lobugwelegwele obubulala umhlubulo weMandebeleni, bethi kufanele uhulumende achaze ukuthi abantu abaphiwa inyanga ezintathu ukubuyisela imali abayisusa elizweni besiyayigcina ngaphandle kwelizwe ngobani njalo balethe malini. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni lo umqondisi wenhlelo zenhlanganiso yeTransparency International Zimbabwe, unkosikazi Sibona Kuhle Ncube, uthi uZulu ufisa ukuthi uhulumende ahloniphe isisekelo sombuso kungakhethwa amasela abotshwayo, njalo kubotshwe ikakhulu amasela atshontsha imali lempahla eningi, hathi okuncane njengalokhu okwenzakalayo.
Kulesifiso sokuthi uma impelampela uhulumende eqinisile ukuthi ubugwelegwele kabufuni uyananzela ukuthi bulimaza njani impila kahle yoluntu lweZimbabwe, sicela ukuthi ayibambe iconstitution aqinise kube yikuthi umthetho ubanjwa njengomthetho. Ukubotshwa kwabantu abalobugwelegwele, especially grand corruption, ingabi lenketha yabeshabe.
Umqoqi wenhlelo ze-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, umnumzana Thulani Mswelanto, uthi injongo yomhlangano lo ngeyokuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zenelise ukukhuluma imbono yazo mayelana lobugwelegwele phambi kweziphathamandla zikahulumende ukuze kuthathwe amanyathelo athizwe ngabo.
I-meeting le esenza namhla kobulawayo is one of the yokuqala siyenze ARR. I think i-reason why sesidecide ukwenza ama-meetings lawa yokuthi sibona abantu becomplaina ukuthi uhulumende lo omu omutsha ubopha abantu abanye abanye uyabashiya infact ababotshwayo bangikhona ngabe faction leya nekhishwayo kamgabe yayiyi-40 so sokule wari yokuthi manga sisithi sifuna ukukhipha i-corruption then i-corruption yangikhona kumele ibe spread across the all sectors and also include almost everyone.
UZulu usola kakhulu ukubotshwa kwamalunga ohlangothi olulodwa olwe-G40 kuZANU-PF olwalusekela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kungela ngitsho oyedwa ohlangothi lwe-Lacoste olwalusekela uMnangagwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umongameli wakwele Melika umnumzana Donald Trump namhla wethule amazwi yakhe emhlanganweni wezamabhizimusi oweWorld Economic Forum eDavos kwele Switzerland. Esithi ilizwe lakhe lilungele ukwenza amabhizimusi lamanye amazwe kodwa uthe okweMelika yikho okuza kuqala. Kesizwe amazwi akhe.
We cannot have free and open trade if some countries exploit the system at the expense of others. We support free trade, but it needs to be fair and it needs to be reciprocal.
Ungeke kwabalo ukukhululeka kokuthengiselana nxa abantu besenza santando. Thina sisekela ukukhululeka kwezokuthengiselana. Kumele abantu basihloniphe ngalokho. Ukuthengiselana okungelanhlonipho kwenza ukuthi singaphilisani kahle. Ilizwe leMelika kalisuze likhangele eceleni abantu besenza santando. Kusobala ukuthi bakhona abatshontsha okulotshwe ngabanye abantu lokunye okufanayo. Wonke lokhu kwenza ukuthi kungabi lokuthengiselana kahle emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Lokhu kubhidliza amabhizimusi njalo kuphambanisa izisebenzi.
We will enforce our trade laws and restore integrity to our trading system. Only by insisting on fair and reciprocal trade can we create a system that works not just for the U.S., but for all nations. As I have said, the United States is prepared to negotiate mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreements with all countries. This will include the countries in TPP, which are very important. We have agreements with several of them already. We would consider negotiating with the rest, either individually or perhaps as a group, if it is in the interest of all.
Lawa bekungamazwi kamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump. Ulive Talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngohlelo lokubamba abangela maphepha okuhlala okusemthethweni kwele South Africa iOperation Fiela. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inkokheli yamazwe e-Afrika ithe kwaqa kwele Ethiopia lapho ehlaziya khona indaba esiphathelane lezwekazi le-Afrika phansi kwendikimba ethi ukuqeda udubo lwenkohlakalo. Umkhokheli webandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele-ANC umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa uzama ukususa umongameli Jacob Zuma esihlalweni kodwa ufuna ukwenza lokho ngokuhlakanipha ukuze engacunuli abasekeli bakaZuma. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi kumele kuvuselelwe isiko ukuze iqembu leli livuke kwathu liqale njalo ukuphakamisa izicoco njengayizolo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ekhuluma lentathelo zindaba zemidlalo okwaqala selokhu eqhatshwe ukuba umqeqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMatinda uthi iqembu leli lendlela yalo elaliyilandela kudala lisadla amahabula okumele ivuselelwe ukuze liphakame njalo.
The idea is to try and get back to the correct path.
Icebo esisebenza ngalo yikuba iqembu leli libuyele endleleni eqondileyo. Siphendukise imikhuba lamasiko ethu njengeqembu leHighlanders eyokwenza izinto ngendlela ethile. Sikhangelele ikusasa iqembu yikho sizama ukuqhuba uhlelo oluzakwenza ukuba imikhuba lamasiko eqembu kugcine impande ukuze yiloba ngubani ozaqhatshwa ngemva kwami afike ehambe ngonyawo lunye.
Abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bakhalaze kakhulu emhlanganweni oqhutshwe ekuqaleni kwanyakenye. Bekhala ngokuba leli qembu kumele lisebenzise abadlali abasakhulayo njalo abakhulele kulo. UMadinda yena uvele ulendumela yokusebenza labafana abasacathulayo.
Iqhatshwe ukuba ngumqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders ngaphiwa umlando wokulivuselela siphendukise insuku zakudala lapho elalichaya khona ezwayo. Akusoze kube lula kodwa kungumsebenzi wethu ukuphuma leqembu elizancintisa lenze abalandeli bebuye ngobuningi babo ukuzobukela enkundleni.
UMatinda yena othathe isikhundla yabesilomqeqeqeshi odabuka kwele Holland uErol Agbi usebenza ndawonye loMandla Mpofu kanye loMelusi Mabaleka Sibanda kuthi okhangela abafana nguVezi Gama Dlodlo. Umqeqeqeshi wabo Nozinti akakazakali kodwa isiphathamandla seqembu leHighlanders uNhlanhla Dube uthe uza kuba khona ngokuhamba kwesikhathi. Iqembu leBhoso selilensuku ezimbalwa liqalisiwe amalungiselelo alo alo nyaka njalo iningi labafana abakhona ngabasakhulayo ngemva kokuba lehlukane labadlali asebekhulile abagoqela uThenda Ingulube, uAllen Katsikwa, uEric Mutsingwa, uRalph Mathema kanye loSimon Munawa. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje sihamba leGabazi emculweni wejazz. Undingo Jowa oyisizalwane sakwele Botswana kodwa othandwa kakhulu emazweni achiyeneyo agoqela eZimbabwe. Ikakhulu esigabeni sePlumtree ngoba ehlabela ngolimi lwesikhalanga. UJowa uqale ukugxila impande njengomhlabeleli ntolontolo mpela ngeminyaka yabo 1970 ehlabela esontweni kwazo kuthi ngeminyaka yabo 2000 waseqala ke ukukhithiza amadlalate kuze kube lamhlanje selamadlalate ayisikhombisa. Abadala bathi umuntu okhona kakhulunyelwa njengedlozi. Nango uJowa.
Ngimundingo Jowa ngizala eBotswana. Ngisihlabeli salapha ngiyaziwa kakhulu khonapha eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eZimbabwe, eChina, Sweden laseGermany kungafika khona kodwa kaningi khonapha ekhaya kakhulu.
Uqalise nini ukuhlabela?
Ngaqala sengumfana omncane kakhulu ngangichaya okungama-drums lokuncane lokufana nama-gelon tins. Ngangathi ngazwi ingoma yechaya semncane kakhulu ngizwi ingoma yechaya kuphela ngiyalandelela ngilokhu njani. But kuthe insuku zokuzisiya ngabe sengiziyenzela lana okungama makeshift guitars okumanzwa ngama 3 wires lokhona okuyosebenzisa ama-tins. Ngabe sengilokhu njani. Nje nxa sengikhulule ngiqeda isikolo ngabe sengingena isontenye kuthi i-Baptist Church khonapha abakungama-ministries abezele-America. Ngizifundisile ukuze ngita kusuka lapho ngabe lokhu ngihlabela kodwa nje lokhu ngihlabela usalukazi wangikhulisayo ugogo ubengathandi abantu abathi amakatara wayenxangenza ukungamagita nxa ngivele kuyolusa ngithola ezechaya wawo ahlephuna ngolahlelala phaya ngasuka ngathi ngishaya umfazi ngithatha umfazi naye wabe ngathanda ukuthi ngishaye amagigitayi cange ukuthi ngingayenza swanga shiya abantwana ngihambe la makatala ngasalokhu ngasananzela abantwana kodwa after some time ngama-2001 azithatha umusic very serious ngiqalisa ukwenza i-albhami kuthiwa Ponda Nyama yiko lapha ngingaqalisa khona
Ponda Nyama nanso ke lingoma Okwamanje uJoa uphakathi kokuqoqa idlalate lakhe lesishiyagalombili elizaphuma kumaviki ambalwa alandelayo.
Isihloko sayizayibizwa kuthiwa ngombe zilimbili kumbe titi ningawana ngombe zilimbili.
Ukhuluma ngani ke kuleyo ngoma?
Mana nguzile mbijani uyezwa?
Yebo.
Akuyizwa ukuthi ihamba njani.
Ukugqiba ingxoxo yethu umazibani ongathanda ukuba tshiyela wona abantu abaseZimbabwe abakhona ngapho kwele Botswana ikakhulu ngendaba zamasiko kanye ledlalade lakho lele libuyayo
hayi futhi lebalingwikalanga sibulebetsa kasimisa tichikuze shinde phezulu walozikwagwe bana bazivuthi kubona kubudangayi banenda pole
ingwenya undingo Jowa ephuma ke enkundleni ngale ethi chalibeki
Tachilombe lokunyula ndingo Jowa ehlabelake kamnandi egqiba uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje yingwenya likhangeleke idlalate lakhe liyeza ekupheleni kwalinyanga lingakhuthwa ukuziqhiba esosuku esikhangele ebezihamba phambili Impila kahle kamongameli webandla le MDC thi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ibikwa ikusimo esibi kodwa yena uyakulandula lokho. Wanelo kwalamhlanje livalelisayo untungameli Nkomo lilala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.